In many states, emergency medical services are not considered essential, like fire or police. That means when you call 911, there's no guarantee an ambulance will respond, and this is a big problem in rural areas where volunteers are scarce. Side Effects Public Media Natalie Krebs reports from Iowa.
Donna Hansen says when her husband started having severe chest pains 4 years ago, the plan seemed straightforward. Her daughter would drive him to the local fire station 2 miles away in their town of Hudson, Iowa, to get an ambulance.
She called 911 and then told them, "I will just meet you in at the firehouse." They just felt that would save time.
But the plan fell apart. Hansen says at the fire station, an ambulance was ready with a driver, but no EMT was available. That meant the department called the backup service, a hospital 20 miles away. But Hansen says as her husband's condition deteriorated, her daughter decided she couldn't wait. She took off speeding down the road, passing every car.
One time her dad said to her, "You need to be careful because you're going to kill us both."
Hansen recalls that day in 2016 as she points to an intersection 7 miles from her house. This is where the ambulance met her daughter's car.
It came off the interstate here, and then right here on this corner, right here is where they actually loaded him. It was right there.
Hansen's husband, Tim, passed away at the hospital from a massive heart attack. Now, she says she wonders if the delay in emergency care made a difference.
Him not getting the care that he needed at the time could have completely changed everything.
Mark Sacken is the president of the Iowa Emergency Medical Services Association. He says cases like Hansen's are the reality of rural EMS today. 3/4 of the local departments are volunteer-run, and because the service isn't guaranteed by local or state funding, many get their money from billing patients and throwing bake sales.
But I think we're to the point now where the demands on the system are far exceeding the available resources available to provide those services.
The numbers are grim. 14 counties are covered by just one ambulance service, while one, Worth County, doesn't have any for its 400 square miles. And this is a problem nationwide. One report found more than 2/3 of EMS directors have a problem retaining and recruiting volunteers. That leaves rural departments struggling to cover emergencies. In the town of Tripola, Director Kip Ladegi has just a handful of EMTs to cover 99 square miles in Bremer County.
From, say, 6 in the morning to 6 at night, we probably have 2, maybe 3 if we're lucky, that are available.
Ladegi says staff shortages in neighboring areas can create a domino effect.
What if Tripola can't cover and Denver's already out and can't cover? Then where do we go? Then that response time just gets that much longer.
In Wright County, local official Carl Helvigold says they reached a breaking point in 2016 when one of their small towns stopped its service.
It was always, you know, the elephant in the room that no one wanted to address.
In 2018, voters overwhelmingly approved a property tax levy to make Wright County the first in the state to declare it as essential and fund it. That raised $500,000 a year for training, equipment, and a countywide EMS coordinator. But Helvigold feels EMS is something the state needs to ensure.
Would it be great if the state had a way to mandate it and fund it in a perfect world? Yeah, but we don't live in that type of world right now, so we need to do what we need to do and provide good service to our citizens.
Several proposals in the Iowa legislature would make it easier for counties to make it an essential service and increase state funding this session. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.